From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Are you against texting and driving? Do you still do it? There is science behind that, as we'll hear today.
But first, President Obama today is condemning the latest violence in Jerusalem. Four rabbis were killed today in what Israeli police are calling a terrorist attack on a synagogue. Three were Americans, the fourth was British, and they all held dual citizenship. They were killed by two Palestinians who were later killed by police. The BBC's Kevin Connolly joins us from Jerusalem. And Kevin, what more do we know about the attack?
Well, there's still a really palpable sense of shock here in Jerusalem and in wider Israeli society at the nature of this attack. It now seems that what happened was that two Palestinian men, they're thought to be cousins, approached the building just as the morning prayer was ending. This is an ultra-Orthodox area of Jerusalem. It's called Har Nof. They approached the worshippers as they were preparing to leave the building. The two Palestinians were armed with meat cleavers with at least one firearm. They opened fire, and very, very shortly after this attack happened, and it's, I suppose, an eloquent comment on how the modern world works, pictures were being shared on social media of the inside of the synagogue. There were bloodstains smeared on the floor where the dead or the dying had been carried to get help. Quite powerful pictures were circulating very quickly. And as I say, there is a real sense of anxiety, a real sense of shock, a real sense of anger in Israeli society at the nature of the attack. Quite an unusual attack, and of course something which seems like an offence against decency, I think, in almost any society, this idea of attacking people as they worship.
Well, and here's some tape of someone who was at the synagogue at the time of the attack speaking with the BBC.
We came to pray this morning. We were coming into the synagogue, and we heard gunshots from downstairs, and heard one shot, two shots, and then a flurry of shots.
So just a terrifying scene there. We spoke recently with Aaron David Miller, who follows what's going on in the Middle East very closely. And he was talking about the idea that we could be on the verge of another intifada. Is that the sense there in Jerusalem?
Lots of Israelis are talking about it in those terms already. They say this is a third intifada. And it's, when the Israeli government is not talking in those terms yet, Israelis say that the Israeli government's just reluctant to escalate it, and that effectively it's already started. I think what is interesting about this is that in the two intifadas, certainly eventually there came to be recognised to be a degree of leadership, if you like, a degree of control on the Palestinian side. And I think what's frightening a lot of Israelis about the events of the last couple of weeks is that some of the attacks have simply been incidents where a young Palestinian man, for example, has gone out carrying a knife. He has no history of political violence. He's not a member of an illegal organization. So there's no planning. He has simply then gone out and stabbed an Israeli citizen in the street. And it's seen by many Israelis as a particularly frightening form of terrorism because it's just about changing the texture of daily life. People have been run over by Palestinians driving cars as they waited for buses. That is making this a very anxious society at the moment. But there are Israelis who argue that it sort of means that it's not quite the start of an intifada because it is, at the moment, a kind of patchwork quilt of individual actions with no central control. I mean, the motivation is the same in every case. It is about rites of prayer at what Muslims call the Al-Aqsa compound, what Jews call the Temple Mount. But at the moment, it does seem to be individuals angered by those circumstances who were being motivated to act.
But in this case, in the case of this attack, we did get something which hasn't come in the previous attacks in recent days, which is a condemnation from the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas. What's the significance of that?
I think it's interesting. Mahmoud Abbas stands accused by Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, of inciting this violence by talking up the issue of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I mean, very briefly, that issue is that it's sacred to both faiths, to both Jews and to Muslims, but Muslims alone have the right to pray there. And any hint in Arab society that that status quo might change is absolutely incendiary. So I think today the nature of the attack, as I say, the sense that it's a kind of offence against decency to attack people as they worship, that has prompted Mahmoud Abbas to come out and condemn it, to demonstrate, if you like, to distance himself from those accusations by Benjamin Netanyahu and other Palestinians too, have condemned it, but of course there are Palestinians who condone it, and most Palestinians would feel that the deterioration in the atmosphere in Jerusalem, which is absolutely palpable, everybody senses it, Palestinians would blame Israel for that deterioration, of course.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly joining us from Jerusalem with the latest on the attack there today. Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.